Welcome back, everyone, to the Fantasy Crossover podcast. My bad. To the Fantasy Crossover podcast. I am your host, Danny Duarte, joined by my co-host, Brian Acevedo. And today, guys, we are giving you the last week preview slash end of the championship week for the majority of leagues in fantasy basketball. So to kick it off, guys, we're going to cover our Sunday ads, so the top ads and top drops heading into Championship Sunday for most, and also just in general, if you have an additional week of basketball, championship basketball to be mentioned, we are also going to be covering top ads and drops for that. And then Brian's going to touch on the schedule preview for the upcoming week. Again, we know that the majority of leagues are over, but there are a handful of leagues that end on this upcoming week. So we're going to cover the schedule preview for the week and just what teams to look out for, what teams to stay away from. And Brian's going to finish up the episode then with an update on how the Fantasy Crossover League ended. So without further ado, guys, we're going to get right into it with the top waiver ads and top waiver drops. With our top drops, we have the following list. We have Kevin Huerter, Onyeka Okongwu, so two Hawks players, Alex Caruso, Nick Claxton, Patrick Williams, Andre Drummond, Julius Randle, PJ Washington, Gordon Hayward, and Bogdan Bogdanovic. So, you know, trends, a couple of Hawks, a couple of Bulls players. But Brian, give us your thoughts on this list. Who do you like? Who do you think stands out? Just general ideas.
Yeah, I mean, no surprise to see quite a few of these names on here. None of these guys are playing today. So, I mean, obviously, if it's your last weekend, you got to drop these guys. A couple names that stand out here, Dan Caruso. He's definitely been disappointing ever since he came back from his injury. He's never really made it back to where he was, particularly his shooting. He's right around 35% over the last month. I mean, he's pretty much eliminated any positive value that he was giving you with steals. And his lack of points has really hurt his overall value, too. I'd say right now he's basically like Matisse Thybulle, but with less blocks. So definitely going into next week, probably worth a drop, even with the Bulls' favorable schedule. I do also want to call out Patrick Williams. To me, obviously, he's a clear drop with them not playing today. But again, with the Bulls having a back-to-back next week of Tuesday, Wednesday, for those of you guys who have your finals next week, those are two guys to just kind of keep an eye on. Patrick Williams can still fill up the stat line for sure. And then lastly, Julius Randle. Just great news on a Sunday to see that the Knicks have wised up and sat him for the rest of the year is obviously going to be great news for Obi Toppin.
Yeah, Julius Randle was sitting. Yeah, they shut him down essentially on Saturday for the game. So Obi Toppin got the runway and he delivered. He is, in my opinion, a top ad, which we'll cover in the next segment. So definitely someone to keep on your eyes and keep in your radar. A name that stood out to me, Brian, and I want your thoughts, is Gordon Hayward. He did come back from the injury, but to me, he was a little underwhelming. So, you know, what are your thoughts with Hayward and just the Hornets in general? I mean, they do have a favorable schedule next week, but is he worth holding on to?
To be honest with you, man, I don't trust it. The injury, when it comes to coming back, and then you look at the end of the season, I mean, obviously they're still kind of playing for playoff seeding, but I don't think they're going to take any risks with Gordon Hayward because they'd rather have him for the play-in game. So it would not surprise me if he sits. They also have a back-to-back next week, so no question he's definitely sitting one of those games. I would move with caution with him. It wouldn't surprise me to drop him. He's actually down to just 70% rostered in Yahoo leagues, Dan, and over the last 2 weeks, he's actually ranked outside the top 200. I mean, obviously he's only played one game, but he played 17 minutes and he didn't give you a ton of production in that time. So again, with it being the end of the season, I don't have high hopes for Gordon Hayward at all. I'm not expecting like a 30-point game from him.
Yeah, no, great call. This is a top-worthy name that we were pretty high on early in the season, so it's surprising to see that he's fallen off this much. But again, fantasy call-outs moving forward for the next year. He's injury-prone, guys. This guy, he can't seem to stay healthy. He's one of those players that you just have to always have an asterisk or always have a contingency plan for if you know, he falls.
Yep. You basically got to draft him knowing he's going to miss some time.
Yeah. Draft his backup, draft his, you know, draft him late or just stay away from him in general. Those are my general ideas for you guys. Guys, moving on to the top waiver ads, we have the following list. We have Damian Jones, Moses Brown, Killian Hayes, Dante DiVincenzo, Theo Maledon, Obi Toppin, JaVale McGee, Isaiah Roby, Devin Vassell, and O'Shea Brissett. Brian, there's a bunch of centers on this list. I love it. The big man's getting some love. Give me your general thoughts on some of these players, what you think about these pickups.
Yeah, lots of bigs that some folks may not have heard of coming into this year. So it just goes to show with injuries and all that, this is what happens in the last couple weeks of the season. Damian Jones, though, to start off, he has been, Dan, a top 10 fantasy basketball player this week. He is ranked number 6, according to Yahoo, to be specific. He's given 10 blocks over his last two games. So he probably won you that category if you've already had him this week. He's averaging 18 points and 10 boards for the week on some pretty elite efficiency. Obviously, no Sabonis, no Rashawn Holmes in Sacramento has given him a really nice chance to shine. And I can just see why he's the top ad. Moses Brown, we've touched on him in a past episode. You guys have seen my thoughts. He's a top 100 player over the last week. He's someone I would add specifically for rebounds and field goal percentage. It does make me wonder, though, Dan, considering what he did last year with OKC and what he's doing this year with Cleveland, if a team is going to really give him a serious look to give him like a rotation spot moving forward next year. I think, you know, it would be interesting to see. He's young, he's versatile. I think he's going to be someone to watch for next year. Theo Maledon of OKC, he's been on our list the last couple episodes now. Obviously, with SGA and Giddy being out, I think he's been one of the biggest beneficiaries. His roster percentage on Yahoo skyrocketed from just 2% to 36%. He's given you a top 90 turnout over the last 2 weeks. He's been averaging 18, 5, and 5 with a steal and some great efficiency. I think he's a great ad for today if he's available in your league. Definitely go get Theo Maledon. Obi, we've touched on him. He came off a career-high 20 points on Saturday and with no Julius Randle for the rest of the season. Obviously, I think he's a pretty safe ad to get some good minutes today. I think he's someone, especially I think the Knicks are playing Orlando. So, I mean, you're expecting him to get a ton of minutes and get a lot of fast break opportunities. JaVale McGee, another big, no DeAndre Ayton, and more Suns are going to sit against OKC today. You got to love McGee's prospects, and you know he can produce in even a few minutes. So with them having a bunch of guys out, I expect a nice bump to your defensive stats and field goal percentage, as well as your rebounds. And then lastly, Dan, Isaiah Roby, we mentioned him on the last episode. He has been killing it, but I would just lean some caution for those of you who are in a close free throw battle. Roby is a 51% free throw shooter for the season, guys. So just make sure if you're adding him, you just kind of keep that into consideration. Obviously, he can help you with points and rebounds, but he could definitely kill your free throw percentage if you're in a close battle today.
Great call outs, Ryan. I want to focus my attention on a player that we kind of overlooked, which is Killian Hayes. He's in the top 50 for the past 2 weeks in Yahoo. His field goal percentage has skyrocketed almost 10% from his season average at nearly 49%. And he's giving you 12 points, 5 boards, 4 assists, over 2 steals per game, and a block per game. So just a jack of all trades. We're seeing the potential with this guy late in the season when it doesn't really matter. In my opinion, get Dwayne Casey out. He's messing up a lot of the young talent that's in Detroit and not really allowing them to thrive and reach their potential, but that's just my opinion. But apart from that, I would also just exercise caution with the majority of the OKC Thunder players. We know that they can be somewhat consistent with their production, but OKC is a weird team, man. Any player can go off at any given time. So it's just, you know, take it with a grain of salt, guys. Another player that we didn't touch on was Dante DiVincenzo. If you need a guy that can get you some great three-pointers and some pretty solid boards and assists, my opinion, he's definitely worth an ad.
Yeah, I mean, Killian Hayes to me is obviously with his numbers, I think he's definitely a clear ad as well. I would imagine he's probably been rostered in quite a few leagues by this point, even though Detroit has not had the best schedule over the past couple weeks. And then as far as OKC, there are for those deeper league guys out there, Jalen Horde and Lindy Waters, not necessarily household names, but they are two players to keep an eye on that they've kind of gone off for the past couple of games. So based off what your team needs, I would definitely just look through those guys, look at their recent stats and see if you think it might benefit you, but again, it is a little bit of a risk, so proceed with caution with those OKC guys.
Yeah, great call outs, Brian.
Yeah, and other than that, guys, so obviously we have this week covered. we're going to just quickly look at some of next week's schedule, just to give you guys a little bit more insight. It's kind of a funky week, week 24. There is no games on Monday, so no games tomorrow. So that's already kind of an interesting start to the week. Saturday is the other light game for the week. There's only going to be four games on Saturday, so make sure you use your ads accordingly for that as a good streaming day. As far as heavy games, you're going to have Tuesday. There's 12 games, so that's obviously going to be a heavy, heavy day with no Monday games. And then on Sunday, guys, every team in the league is playing. It is the last game, the last day of the regular season, I believe. So just keep that in mind. That's going to be a big. It's going to be difficult to kind of roster and stream that day because most of your rostered players are probably going to be playing. So just keep that in mind going into the weekend for sure. I do want to highlight some early and late back-to-backs. I know there's some folks who like to have the strategy of piling on early and then those who like to add on late. So for Tuesday, Wednesday back-to-backs, you have the Hawks, the Nets, the Bulls, the Thunder, the Suns, and the Utah Jazz. They play Tuesday, Wednesday. And then on Saturday, Sunday, for those of you guys that like to backload your schedule, you have the Warriors, the Pacers, the Clippers, the Grizzlies, Pelicans, Sixers, the Sacramento Kings, and the San Antonio Spurs. And then there's some interesting as far as, like, again, funky scheduling. The Celtics, the Mavs, the Pistons, the Clippers, and the Knicks don't play until Wednesday. So, if you have one of those borderline rosterable players on any of those, you may want to drop them for Tuesday to try and get someone rostered and active. First game on Thursday is going to be Golden State. So they don't play Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday, Dan. So that's definitely a late start. And then as far as some teams with some big gaps in their schedule, the Sacramento Kings play Tuesday and they don't play again until Saturday. And then the Pacers, same thing. They play Tuesday and they don't play again until Saturday. So I'd say, take your Tuesday game and then you're probably safe to drop players from the Pacers and Sacramento after Tuesday for sure.
Yeah, it's a weird week to your point, man. In my opinion, you got to capitalize in the early weeks with some rotation players. So Atlanta, Brooklyn, we mentioned the Thunder, those teams, they do have some pretty good, streaming options available for them. So pick them up early in the week, get that back-to-back right away, drop them and get some good players at the end. I don't know if John Morant's coming back towards the end of the season, if they're holding him off for playoffs, but, if he isn't, Memphis definitely has some good streaming opportunity for some of the players there. Then you could also look at players from Sacramento. We mentioned a bunch of them are on the top waiver ads, and even New Orleans. Like, they all have the solid options, Indiana as well, for streaming, like, last minute. So I think that that's a play you should go for if you're trying to capitalize on the amount of games you can have with your waiver pickups.
Yeah, great points there, Dan. And obviously, for those of you guys that are, in your championship week, if you guys have questions on, roster construction or strategy throughout the week, obviously, we're available on social media, Instagram, Twitter. Just make sure to use us as a resource. I think we've been able to give out some pretty good advice this season. So this is the final week of the fantasy year, Dan. I can't believe it. It's crazy.
Yeah, we're finally here. And then again, guys, just as a solid reminder to everyone, we are going to be wrapping up the fantasy season this week that's coming up. And apart from that, we're going to transition into a different schedule. So we're going to be releasing episodes Tuesdays and Fridays moving forward after fantasy's done. And the discussion's going to be centered around, just NBA basketball in general, not really fantasy related to wind down the season. But again, hit us up on social if you have any questions, any suggestions on what you want to hear or topics we should cover. We're definitely open to the feedback and just incorporating it in. And make sure to follow us on any streaming platform. That way you're up to date with the latest episode when it drops. We've been told that these episodes that are Sunday episodes for fantasy playoffs have been a huge help for a lot of people. It's kind of pushed them over the hump. So again, that's why we're here. Hit that notification to just follow us to be notified when it drops.
Yeah. And also on a quick separate note, I just want to give a quick thank you to everybody who participated in the Fantasy Crossover League this season. It was a blast playing with you guys. And I know a lot of you guys have been following the podcast while playing in the season. We're excited to run it back next year. And obviously the championship game is today. We have Steven, the one seed, against Kyle, the two seed. Right now, guys, they are in a dead heat. I had no surprise that was going to be the case. It's 5-4. Steven is up by literally 2 points. He has 637 points. Kyle has 635. So it is literally going to go into the last day. Got a couple of game time decisions that I know they're both waiting on. Steven has Poku and Cole Anthony. And then Kyle has Cade Cunningham. So a lot going on.
Yeah, it's gonna go down to the wire, guys. Let's just wait and see. We'll give you guys an update at the end next week just to see how the Fantasy Crossover League ended. But again, huge shout out to everyone. And we're probably going to do a bit of a surprise up in the next season. So just stay tuned for that in terms of fantasy basketball.
Yes, but, sir. I'm excited.
Yeah. We both talked about it. We agreed it's the way to go. So again, stay tuned. It's going to be fun. And until next time, guys, have a great one.